So now we're going to take all the information that we've gathered from knowing when your puppy needs to go out to writing when and where the puppy is going to the bathroom, even the accidents, so that we have an idea of how much they need to go right now. And we're going to compile it all into a schedule. I've made up a little mock schedule here. This would probably be for a puppy that's about 3 months old, I would say. And I've also put the meals and the timing of the water in this schedule as well. It's just really helpful for me to see it all on the same page. So if you go through it, you'll see that it follows the cycle of housebreaking for the most part. You'll see the morning's a little bit different because we have the puppy going out for the bathroom, eating, but then going out for the bathroom again. And I talked about that a little bit before, but in the beginning, you do have to kind of do that double whammy in the morning just because they're both waking up from the nighttime and eating a meal. So you need to do it twice. That does go away as they get older. And then you'll see after that second bathroom, there is some free time because they were just outside and went. And I have them have their water and another bathroom break before going into the crate for a long nap. Most puppies sleep a lot of the day, so you do need to kind of schedule out some times for long naps. And I want those long naps happening in the crate so that when they wake up from them, they don't sneak off and have an accident. They let you know that they've woken up and you can get them to where they need to be. Because again, our job in all of this, in the beginning at least, is to let them get to the right spot when they need to go before they even know that they need to go to the bathroom. But then you'll see as you go on here, it kind of really sets into that cycle of housebreaking where they're in the crate. They go outside to the bathroom, they have some free time, they have a meal maybe, they go to the bathroom again. It just keeps going on that cycle over and over again. If you guys have any questions about this mock schedule, please feel free to put it in the comments below. I'm happy to answer all of the questions. And another thing to mention is your schedule might look a little bit different than this because you may have noticed that your puppy always goes to the bathroom at 3:30 p.m. and I don't have them going out to the bathroom at 3:30 p.m. So if there's something that you've noticed in writing down your puppy's behaviors that you need to address, put it into the schedule. And also, you know, now that our lives are a little less homebound and we're kind of coming and going a little bit more freely, you are going to have times where your whole family will be out of the house and it won't fit into the schedule perfectly, but you can work the schedule around the times that you will be out of the house. You just want to make sure that before you leave, you are taking the puppy out to go to the bathroom before they are in the crate for an extended period of time. And, you know, use that rule of thumb hour-wise to make your outings not be too long for the puppy to go without going to the bathroom. But again, once they get older, they can have more time in the crate when you're not home. Not a problem at all. And once you've figured out a schedule that works for your puppy, I want you to really stick to it. The moment that we don't stick to the schedule is the moment that accidents happen. I hear it all the time where clients have a puppy that throughout the week they do great and then the weekend hits and everybody's schedule gets a little out of whack and they don't follow it as closely and all of a sudden there's accidents everywhere. You can't make giant leaps without being really consistent in the beginning. So keep to your schedule as best you can. Do not deviate from it once you've figured out one that works. And if you are changing it around a little bit because of your lifestyle or because of different plans, then make sure that you are putting in other times for them to go to the bathroom. If you don't, they will definitely have an accident. So err on the side of caution and take them out too much in the event that you're changing the schedule around.